Hello, and welcome to a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I am trying something new. I am going to share my heart with you, catch up with how everyone is doing, and hopefully get this uploaded within 20 to 30 minutes so I don't have to worry about losing it on my iPad and not being able to see to find it again. That is just one of the hardest things for me to do. But you know what I've been thinking of lately is just how blessed I am, even in the midst of chaos and with the limitations and impairments that I have. And I've decided that I am not going to let that keep me down. I am not going to allow life's difficulties to change my perspective on God's love. I have decided that no matter what I deal with, I'm going to just meet it with positivity and I'm going to look at the bright side of life. And that's really what I did the majority of my life until I had the eye surgeries that damaged my nerves. I always had this outlook. Even, you know, sometimes it would take me a few minutes to find it again, or I might have a couple of blue days, but I always bounced back because I believed that things were good. And it wasn't until I hit a wall with my positivity when I wasn't able to overcome the nerve damage to my eyes, and my life became kind of a constant battle with pain. But what I've missed by not having that positive attitude is I've missed seeing some of the joy that's always present even during the struggle. And so as I was sitting here thinking today, I was just blessed for having breath and blessed for having a roof over my head. And I started thinking about the many people who fight battles every day and they don't have those things. You know, and sometimes I think we are so privileged here in America that we forget about the struggles that are going on. And even there are people here in America that are fighting these struggles too. There is so much going on right now. And by me being removed from that, you know, not watching the television, the news, and not being among people all the time outside of my household, immediate family members, I don't always have a clue. But occasionally I get a picture or someone will call me and they'll discuss something that's going on. And I always go, wow, are you for real? And so as I was writing today, you know, I started thinking about how life was when I was younger and how, you know, looking back on it, there were those moments where we thought the city was really bad and there were problems. And then, you know, it kind of plateaued and it got better. And so it made me think about what we're seeing today all over the world, all over our communities, in our neighborhoods. And I thought, no, Cassandra, you're going to look at this with full awareness and know that even though it looks really bad right now, things can change. Things will change and things must change. And so I am just thankful for this moment in time, for the ability to understand, to have clarity of mind, and have the ability to reach out to you today and just remind you that even if you're seeing a bleak situation, that you can't afford to give up. You can't afford to give into the negativity by dimming your light because of the negativity that's around you. You gotta hang on. You gotta hold on strong and you gotta find the things that make you smile, the things that make you cry happy tears, and the things that warm your heart. You know, I had someone, that I had met in the last couple of years did something for me the other day, and it just reminded me that I'm loved. And you know, to them, it was probably a very small thing, but to me, my heart was just filled with joy. I got this warm feeling and I was like, thank you, God. I know that was you. I know that was you reminding me that there is good in this world. And so because of that, it just helped me, you know, get a peppier step going. And I put my Pollyanna mood back on, and I'm glad to be among those who see the positive and not the negative. And I'm just flipping it every time something negative tries to come my direction. I just flip the script, and I say, thank you, Jesus. And I know that you got this covered. This is not something I'm going to worry about. And so I want to invite you to do the same thing. I want you to be aware of what's going on and to know what's out there, but not be overly consumed by the negativity. I want you to wear your smile, to, you know, open a door for a stranger, to be safe, but to also be joyful, because joy is where God's will is at. Joy is where God's peace is at. And joy is where we need to be, because joy is something that God gives us freely. We just have to walk over the rough patches and kick out the rocks in our way. And we have to unite and be of a joyous, one-minded community of positivity and not let the negativity win. Wherever you are is a blessing. You just have to find the way through. And sometimes that blessing isn't as easy to see, especially if you can't find the positivity in the occurrence. Maybe you need to reach your hand out and ask somebody to help you. Maybe you need to find a different job or a better neighborhood, or you need to reach back out to the people you know that love you. Even if you've had a falling out, reach out to them and let them know you need some assistance and that you know life can be better and that you're sorry for whatever transpired. But allow someone to help you and know that it's nothing wrong with asking for help, because I know that not everyone who hears my voice is living a privileged life. I know that people have problems that I can't even imagine. But what I also know is that we all serve a loving God, and there is always goodness. There is always sunshine after the rain. There is a rainbow that tells us that life will get better. And I believe you can find a way to make your life better. So smile, be joyful, be full of love. Do good, even if you see others doing bad. And don't provoke unnecessary negativity in your life. Yeah, keep that out of your perimeter. You are surrounded by God and His loving angels, and He is keeping you safe every moment of the day. And so sometimes you'll have to step around things that maybe you might have looked at in the past because it was interesting. And sometimes you have to hop and get away from things that look like they're about to turn negative, because you don't want to be caught up in something just because you want to see what it looks like. And you might have to move some people out of your immediate circle because they may be doing things that you wouldn't do. And you might have a clue that something's wrong, but so keep going, you know, pray to God, ask Him to open your eyes, to open your heart, to fill you with His Holy Spirit, and to lead you in the way you should go. And keep doing good, no matter how much people try to turn you into doing bad. And it's okay to catch yourself if you've done some bad. I had to catch myself the other night, and I said, oh God, I'm sorry, because I had a thought, and that was not a kind thought. And then I thought, that really wasn't a kind thought, so I really need to stop. But what I did was I caught myself and I pushed the negativity away from me because it was getting ready to come out of my mouth. Sometimes my mouth gets to going and I stop, and other times I can't stop. But I was like, Lord, thank you because you helped me stop today, and I needed to stop before that came out of my mind. So I want to just say, you can do it. You can do it. You can keep the positivity. You can keep the kindness. You can keep the joy. You can keep the faith. You can keep moving, and you can do better. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. You matter, and we are so privileged and blessed to have you walking the earth among us at this time, because you are a soldier for love, truth, and honor. Be well. Goodbye.
We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in His Word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.